Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Morning, Hayden.
Dauber.
Morning, Luke.
Whoa! Oh! Wow! Oh, wow! This is weird!
What?
I just got one of the feelings you get like, well, all this has happened before. I mean, I walk in, you're sitting at that desk. Dauber, you're in that chair reading the sports section. And I say hi, and I go sit on the couch and eat a jelly donut. Oh, whoa, weird!
It's not weird at all. It's a phenomenon the French call déjà vu. I believe Louis Pasteur discovered it as a byproduct of his yogurt experiments.
This is a déjà vu? You think all this has happened before? Because it has. It's what the French call being in a rut.
Maybe, maybe not. Could be you're also experiencing déjà vu.
I'm not experiencing anything, Dauber. We do the same exact thing every day. I think we've even had the stupid deja vu conversation before.
Maybe we have. Maybe we haven't.
You want deja vu? I'll give you deja vu. Does this ring a bell?
Yeah?
Thing last night, there was this story on the news about bungee jumpers.
You were watching the news?
Yeah, well, I lost my remote control. I had to watch whatever's on. Anyway, these bungee guys were saying when they jump off a bridge, they feel totally alive. And it just made me realize there's something missing in my life.
What?
Thrills. I sit home alone every night with my dog and my bird. It's fun, but it's not thrilling.
Oh, sure.
One day, Quincy might jump out of the wagon and go for my throat, but I can't sit around waiting for that.
So what are you saying, Liz? You're going bungee jumping?
See, I wanted to feel alive, not pee myself. I want to live on the edge. So you know what I've decided to do?
What?
This weekend, I am taking $10,000 and I'm going to Las Vegas.
What?
I'm going to put it all on one spin of the roulette wheel. What do you think of that?
Come on, $10,000. That's a lot of money.
But don't worry. I can afford it. I've pretty much saved every nickel I've ever earned, plus what I found with my metal detector.
Oh, and I've never seen you pick up a check.
Yeah, I got it, man. Why don't you guys come with me? I mean, you'll get to see the most incredible moment of my life, and if we're lucky, Buddy Hackett.
You don't have to tempt me with Buddy Hackett, and you know how I feel about Vegas.
How about you, Dawg?
Oh, man. Well, Judy is away with her team, and I do have $10 burning a hole in my pocket.
Hi.
Hey, good news, Christine. I'm going to be alive.
That'll be nice. Hello, Hayden.
And hey, guess what we're doing tomorrow night?
Having dinner with my friend Barbara.
Guess who we're blowing off so we can go to Las Vegas.
When did all this happen?
Just now. Luther's idea, and a mighty fine one if you ask me. How come you don't have that dopey going to Vegas grin I do?
Well, it's just never been a place I was very interested in. Now, if you had said Paris, my grin couldn't have been dopier.
Oh, Christine, honey, Paris is a pit. I love Vegas, you love me. Doesn't it follow you'd love Vegas?
Isn't that the same logic you used to get me to go to that prison rodeo?
Yeah, but this is going to be better. They're not going to be firing tear gas in Vegas.
Well, if you really want me to go, I'll go. Who knows, it might even be fun.
Oh, great. And listen, if next year you want to go to Paris instead of Vegas, well, something's wrong with you. Music at the casino. Have you ever heard a more beautiful song?
Quite soothing.
What time is it?
I don't know. I don't see a clock anywhere.
That's because they don't have any clocks in Vegas. Time has no meaning in a casino, Christine. You'd be sitting at a blackjack table for 10 hours and wouldn't know it until your bladder burst.
I'm in a wonderland.
Hey, look! I got $10,000. I got $10,000 worth of chips in my very own hand.
Oh, look, Christine's got $10,000. Each chip is worth $1,000. She's got 10 of them at $10,000.
Look at this. I got $5,000 in each hand.
She's got $5,000 in each hand.
Look at this. I got a monocle. I got $1,000 monocle.
He looks like Colonel Klink.
He looks like Colonel Klink, Christine. Are you enjoying any of this?
Yes, I'm loving it.
Hey, wait till you hear the best part. Casino manager saw me buying these chips. Now he thinks I'm a high roller. Anything I want on the house, all I have to do is sign for it. I feel like I have my very own 7-Eleven.
We're going to try and use all the hotel services while we're here. Oh, one question. What's leg waxing, and do you think we'll enjoy it?
Who cares? It's free! Hey, you guys want to join us?
Hey, I didn't come here to get my legs waxed. Okay, Christine, what do you want to do first? Keno, roulette, craps?
Well, actually, when we were checking in, I picked up these brochures. They have a tour of Hoover Dam that sounds really interesting.
Okay, nobody laugh. It's her first time. Honey, we came to Vegas to have fun. Now, I'm going to show you some fun. Now, put away those brochures. People are starting to stare.
Look at this $1,000 dandruff.
Okay, here we go. Here you go, sir. Good luck. Okay, here, take that $10. Put it on the pass line.
Oh, no, Hayden, that's okay. You do it. I'll just watch.
No, come on. I want you to have fun. Huh? Baby needs a new pair of shoes.
I don't have to say that, do I?
Just bet.
Well, crap!
What just happened?
You just lost. Wasn't that fun?
I guess.
What didn't you like about it?
Nothing. I liked everything about it. I put the chips down, they took them away. Definitely. $10 worth of fun.
Honey, you're looking at this all wrong. You can't think of it as money, Christine. You got to fool yourself into thinking they're game pieces. Here, watch it.
Hayden, that's $90.
Yeah, game pieces, Christine. Game pieces.
Free crap!
Jeez, hell!
Maybe I'll just take that tour of Hoover Dam by myself. They say you can have your picture taken next to a turbine.
No. Come on, we're going to have fun together. And the first fun thing we're going to do is go cash some traveler's checks.
Over here, the high roller's table. We got a picture of Sangria.
Well, haven't seen you two in hours. I hope you've been enjoying yourselves.
You kid, we've been silent for everything. I feel like I died and went to freebie heaven. Want a card and a chocolate bar?
No, thanks, Smither. We haven't had dinner yet. When you're having so much fun gambling, it's hard to find the time.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to eat, this hotel has 5 restaurants. Luther and I like 4 of them.
So, did you win anything?
Yeah, Christine won 50 cents in the slot machines. Most people would have plugged those quarters right back in. Not Christine. She had the strength to walk away.
Oh, look, the show's starting.
Will you hit this yet?
You see those tails? Made out of genuine horsehair.
Well, at least something on their bodies is real.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's no secret. A lot of Vegas showgirls have certain things enhanced.
Well, it may not have been a secret to you, but you knocked a stuffing out of these two. Dover, you can hardly wait to rip apart Vegas.
Who's booking the horses?
The only reason I came to Vegas is because you begged me to.
The only reason I brought you here, Christine, is because I thought you'd have a good time. I didn't realize you're incapable of that.
Oh, that's right, Hayden. I'm just a big gal. Well, I'm just going to get out of your way. Go light up Vegas just like you light up every place else.
God be it.
We got free manicures.
I was going to get a pedicure, too, but you're afraid of my extra toe. Christine, this is Becky from the show. Talk about luck. The day I become a high roller, I run into a woman who only dates high rollers.
No, Dutch. I have to get ready for my next show.
Will I see you later?
Yeah, I'll see you in this many hours. Dover, you've noticed how much wittier I've gotten since I became a high roller.
So,
Mr. Burroughs.
Are you two having fun?
Oh, if we're not, we're saying yippee a lot for no reason.
Mr. Burroughs, this is Christine Armstrong. Mr. Burroughs works here. He's in charge of giving away free stuff.
Yeah, well, actually, my official title is casino manager. It's nice to meet you. Are you having a good time?
Oh, haven't you heard? I'm incapable of having a good time.
Mr. Van Damme.
Yeah, Bob.
When you bought those $10,000 worth of chips, We assumed you'd be doing more than just sticking them in your hair. And although we're glad you're enjoying everything the hotel has to offer, we are in this business to make money. And to do that, we need you to actually bet.
Yeah, well, I'm going to bet it all on one spin of the roulette wheel. We've been kind of busy.
Actually, we're late for our stepper size class.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the one taught by the share lookalike. And he gets mad if we're late.
Mr. Van Damme, it'll be midnight in 4 hours. Make your bet before then. The hotel would like to show a profit for the day. Pleasure meeting you.
Luther, you don't have to bet if you don't want to. They can't force you.
No, it's okay. I'm going to do it. I came here to live on the edge, and that's what I'm going to do. Let's say we forget stepper size and go take naps.
Well, Christine, you've accomplished your mission. You managed to ruin Vegas for me.
Then my work here is done.
Yeah, I was over there at the craps table. I was winning. People were rubbing me for good luck. Something I normally love. Hated every minute of it.
Hayden, nobody is stopping you from having fun. Go out there and enjoy yourself. Talk to your dice. Win, baby, a new pair of shoes. Hug the life out of Vegas.
I can't do that when you're sitting here being miserable, Christine. Jeez. I want you to hug Vegas, too, you know? I want you to love Vegas as much as I do.
I'm sorry, Hayden. I just don't think that's going to happen. Hayden, do you like opera?
No, no one likes opera. Well, I mean, you do, and a couple of barbers from Seville.
The point is, I used to drag you to the opera because I thought if I liked it, you would also like it.
Is that what you were doing? I thought I was being punished.
Eventually, I realized that opera maybe just wasn't your cup of tea. Just like there are things that you love that I don't enjoy, like Vegas and fishing and football.
Football?
I said football. I was thinking funny car racing.
Well, geez, Christine, you mean never gonna love Vegas?
Probably not. But Hayden, it meant a lot to me that you wanted to share something you love. Besides, there are a lot of other things that we both do enjoy. We both love the outdoors. We love candlelight dinners. Clint Eastwood. For different reasons. And something that would involve us going up to our room right now.
Are you ready for the Lucky Seven?
Christine, wait. I just had a thought that's even more romantic than going up to our room.
Oh, not in the car, Hayden. That's rented.
That's not what I'm talking about. Christine, there is a drive-through wedding chapel right next door. What do you say you and I hop in the old convertible and get married?
Are you serious?
Christine, I'm turning down sex. Of course I'm serious.
Well, what about the real wedding we have planned?
Honey, we'll have that one. This one is just for you and I. We won't even tell anybody. Come on, Christine. I can't wait. I want to get married right now. Come on.
Oh, I can't. I mean, look at me. My hair is a mess. My clothes are all wrinkled.
What difference does it make? The neon lights are going to make you look like a monster anyway. Come on, Christine. Let's belt up, drive through, and get married. What do you say?
This is crazy.
I know.
I can't believe I'm actually thinking of saying yes to getting married in a car.
Well, the car is white, and you did want to get married in white.
Let's do it.
Oh, boy. Let's gas up and go get hitched.
Make way for the high roller. High roller, coming through. Come on, Dutch. Step aside.
Your text.
Mr. Hiroko, my man. Becky, my lucky lady. Mr. Burroughs, Bob, how are you? Good to see you. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining me in my moment of living in the moment. In a moment, I will be betting $10,000 on one spin of the roulette wheel. Mr. Dubinsky, the tips, please.
Before anybody gets any ideas, I'm packing a Roscoe. Mr. Highroller.
$1,000. $1,000. I am now going to bet the whole shebang on the number 8. We're watching a man who is totally alive. I am living on the edge. I am totally alive. Spinner boy. The ball is now in motion. All my senses are at their peak. My eyesight, my hearing.
$10,000? That's such a lot of money.
My God, am I nuts? Dauber, get the chips. The chips.
You really were right. This is really romantic. Just us, the desert night, and a chapel that used to be a bank.
In a little while, Christine, we're going to be married under the stars. They're neon stars, but hell, they're stars. Bride and groom, start your engine. Oh.
What's wrong?
I think the batter's dead.
Oh. What's the matter, buddy? Get cold feet? Move it!
The car won't start!
Oh, Hayden, they're honking at us.
Hey, you don't honk at church!
Okay, Christine. Slide over.
What?
Yeah, I gotta get out and push.
What in the heck is your hurry? She's not going anywhere! Christine, do you have the car in gear?
Yes, shouldn't it be?
Only if you want my spine to snap. There we go.
Ah, she's moving. There she got moving.
Yeah.
Dead battery's not gonna stop us.
Romantic, spontaneous thing to do, but I think the moment has passed.
You could have helped push, you know.
Why don't we get a tow truck and get back to our rooms and get out of these wet clothes and eventually get into some dry clothes?
Hey, maybe you really do know how to have fun in Vegas.
Keep running, Dobber! Keep running!